We received a lot of questions from CNN iReporters who went to our website. They wanted to ask you a question directly. This one is from Guy Watson in Albuquerque.
My question is, why have you chosen to give our tax money to the banks without holding them responsible or forcing them to lower their rates for startups and to facilitate refinancing of foreclosing homes?
You hear that a lot.
I do. I think it's important to understand, first of all, that the so-called bank bailout started before we came in. I actually think it was the right thing to do in a crisis. We had to make sure that you did not have a complete meltdown, which would have been even worse. And I've said in the past, I supported President Bush's decision to move forward on that. Once we got them in a place where they were no longer in crisis, the problem was things were put together so quickly last year that there weren't as many strings attached as we would have liked. And so what we've tried to do is to create some structures after the fact that would impose more accountability, more discipline. The most obvious example would be the rules on executive pay. But it's always hard to do, particularly when a lot of these banks now got well and then just paid the money back, and so we now no longer have leverage. This is why I think it's so important moving forward to make sure that we've got a financial regulatory framework that protects consumers, makes sure that they're not getting gouged, makes sure that there's a lot of clarity in terms of mortgages that they're getting. In the meantime, just on an emergency basis, we're trying to do everything we can to poke, prod, incentivize banks to help responsible homeowners who, through no fault of their own, are finding it very tough for them to pay for their mortgage, to make sure that businesses are getting loans, and we've massively expanded small business lending through the SBA. You know, those are all steps that were taken. But look, I understand people's frustrations. I mean, the American people have gone through a very tough year. And, you know, and my job as president is to help navigate through this tough year. And, you know, people who don't have a job right now, people who have lost their home, you know, I'd be mad too. And they expect me to do something about it. And, you know, my job is to, within the institutional constraints that I have and the resource constraints that we have, because we also inherited a structural deficit of several $1 trillion, to try to make the best decisions possible to help as many people as possible.